Romans 13, verses 12 to 14. The night this present evil age is almost gone, and the day of Christ's return is almost here. So let us fling away the works of darkness and put on the full armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly and honorably as in the light, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and irresponsibility, not in quarreling and jealousy. Beclothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for, nor even think about, gratifying the flesh in regard to its improper desire. This is self-explanatory. I asked the Lord why these verses and why now, and the Lord said the compromiser, and I said okay. And then he said the backslider, then he said the disobedient child, then he said the rebellious child. I don't apologize for what he gave me. I'm going to speak on it. And if you feel some kind of way, you could take that up with the Holy Spirit. Let us conduct ourselves properly and honorably as in the light, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and irresponsibility, not in quarreling and jealousy, but clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision nor even think about gratifying the flesh in regard to its improper desire. Many of us have gotten so comfortable with lying that we need a heart check. We need to feel some kind of way. We need to be offended. We need to be convicted. We need to be exposed. Some of us need those things so that we can actually say, oh, you're really talking to me. You're not playing. I don't know why people take God there. I was really never one to do that. And I don't judge other people. Everybody's personality and will is different. And God knows how to get people's attention. But what I will say is that the Lord made it very clear of how we are not supposed to conduct ourselves in a way where we are drunk, we're dealing with sexual promiscuity, we're being irresponsible, we're arguing and jealous. We're supposed to clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're supposed to make no provision or even think about gratifying the flesh to its improper desires. There are a lot of things that I just want to say media has allowed people to jump right into that improper desire and making provision for gratifying the flesh. When there was no digital age, Satan always found a way to try to lure people away from the Lord and being committed in a place of obedience to God. Not only does Satan not want you to trust God, he wants to use you and then turn around and shame you before God. Never been a friend to anyone. Never been an advocate to anyone. Always been a liar. Always assigned to kill, steal, and destroy. The Lord let us know exactly what he does. We still fall for the deception because we need the Holy Spirit to dwell deeply in us and have the word rooted in us to where, although we feel the struggle and the temptation, we don't give in to it. And we will. At times, and we will at multiple times, but we have to go and repent. The problem is people aren't repenting. Yeah, that part. People aren't repenting. People are making excuses. People are creating lies to try to make their conscience feel better. People want a version of God that will accept their sin, and everybody goes to heaven because they say so. I'm not talking about the sinner. I'm talking about the Christian. We have to stop playing with God. There are things that we know that we're doing that isn't right. And we put up this defense like, I'm grown. Ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do. And this is my house. And mind your business. Oh, I would love to mind my business. And I would love to stay out of stuff. But that's not what the Lord called me to do when it comes to what he shows me and when he tells me to say something. If you know me, you know me. I'm about truth. I need to speak what the Lord told me to say. There are compromisers because they don't want to wait for God. There are liars because they don't want to deal with truth. Rebellious children because they are determined that they are going to do what they want to do. I want you to remember there is a consequence when you raise your heart up against God. Please don't think because you're his child that you can act any kind of way that you want, because you can't. And people say, well, I'm trying to do the best that I can. You know, I'm not good at stuff. I'm still trying to work stuff out. And, you know, I take it one day at a time. God sees your heart. Surrender your heart. Don't work on doing good stuff and trying to make yourself better. Surrender your heart and allow the word of God to penetrate your heart so that you will look like Christ. There's nothing that we can do within ourselves to make things better because we're working it out. We have to surrender all to Jesus Christ. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to take over. We have to allow the Word to come alive in us so that it can start working its power in our hearts so that we can change. But we first have to repent. If you don't want to repent, then you have a serious problem. Repent is to make a change of your mind, your heart, and your action, turning away from sin and self and returning to God. I was sinning in my thought process and my action. It was sin. Although I was hurt, it was still sin. I had to turn away from the sin and myself, and I had to return to God. And that was extremely difficult because at the time I was angry with the Lord. When we have people that are in the church that misrepresent who God is, and they damage people significantly, and they continue to do it, and you see it happen for generations, and it makes you angry. It makes you angry. And you find yourself going in a direction that takes you in the works of darkness. And you're trying to justify it because you're hurt, or you're trying to distance yourself from the Lord because you feel like the provisions that He should have made for you weren't made. So now, since He allowed that to happen, you won't return to Him. I want you to listen to me. God has purpose in everything. You have to return to Him to get the answer. You have to return to Him to get your answer. There's an answer there. For the ones that have compromised, you have to learn to trust God. You are not smarter than Him. You taking a shortcut always makes you fall on your face because you didn't do the work, which is the endurance to do what He asked you to do. You can't make up your own version of what you want and call it God. That's not God. For the ones that are rebellious, you know you're wrong and you don't care. And you determine that you're going to do what you want to do. Most people that I know that go that direction, you have a hard lesson to learn. And I usually pray that the Lord have mercy on you. Rebellious. I don't judge anyone. I've got enough stuff that I need to work on that I don't have the time to try to sit back and judge anyone. I have a lot of people judge me. I have a lot of people have a problem with my character because I refuse to compromise. I refuse to hate. I refuse to make excuses. I refuse to take shortcuts. I refuse to raise my heart up against the Lord and do what I want to do. But I laugh at people that try to hold me at a standard, but they live any way they want. No, you're a Christian. You're not allowed to do that. You're saved. And I said, so are you. So what makes it different for you? Then you have the sinner that wants the Christian to be upright, but they don't want the Christian to tell the truth about their sin. The double standard. Please go back and look at these scriptures. The Lord is clear about what He doesn't want you to be in. You cannot live your life as if Jesus is not returning. Pay attention to what is happening in the world. We are in desperate need of Jesus. We have to change our mind and our heart and our action and turn away from sin and self and return to God. For many of us, that is going to be one of our greatest challenges, because while doing it, some of you are still going to be mistreated. Some of you are still going to be dealing with the fact that you have people in your life that does not have your best interests. You're still going to have people in your life that you're going to sit back and say, Lord, you yanked me from compromising and you got me sitting around a bunch of compromisers. It's not fair. Lord, you pulled me from the backslide in life and I'm sitting back and watching all these people moving forward, backsliding and putting a God stamp on it. Are you serious right now? Lord, you know these people are rebellious. I mean, it's all in their demeanor. You can see it in their face. And you telling me to forgive them? What do you want from me? What else do you want from me? I've been there. I've done this for years. And I don't know when the Lord may call me back in a season to do it again. But when I return to God, I got the answers that I needed. When I returned to God, it was like He went to digging in my mind and in my heart, and He put that word in there. And those actions began to change. And when those actions began to change, I almost felt like I was weak. And the Lord said, no, you take it on a spirit of meekness. I'm pleased. I said, but Lord, they disrespected me. He said, but I am pleased.
We want to return to God. We don't want to make any excuses. We want to stop that lying. It's not going to be our way. We're not going to manipulate a situation. We're not going to control a situation. But for those who keep trying to raise your heart and your hand up against God, He's going to deal with you. But for those who don't want to take that route, when you repent, you take it one day at a time. One thought, one action. When you realize, oh man, I just got somebody out. Repent, return to God. Ask Him to clean your mouth. Ask Him to clean your mind. Ask Him to touch your heart with that anger. You know, when you had to, you just had to have the last word. When you had to make sure that you had to say something because ain't nobody going to disrespect you. Bow down. Repent. Ask the Lord to help you with self-control. It's not about you getting the last word. Jesus was disrespected in a way that nobody was ever disrespected. But He saved all of us. Return to God. You can do it. You're not carrying shame. You're not carrying condemnation. You're not carrying embarrassment. This can be done between you and God and nobody would know. This is nobody else's business right now. This is for you and the Lord. This is for you to get right with God. Jesus is soon to return. And you got to live your life like He's coming. You don't want to get caught somewhere doing something that you know you had no business doing. And you look up and you see the face of Jesus. I don't think anybody wants that. This right here is a heart check. This right here is something that you may need to go back and listen to again. Especially when you're having a hard day. When you're struggling with turning to God because you're so mad or you're so hurt or you're so over it. Don't put your expectations all the way up in the sky for people. Focus on Jesus. He won't disappoint you. There's people that's going to come in your life and they're going to bless you. And there's people that's going to come in your life and they're going to fight you. It is what it is. They have purpose. But you want the answer, you have to go to God. Return to God. Get your answer. Change your heart. Change your mind. Change your actions. Turn away from your sin. Repent and keep working at it. And keep working at it. And as you feel better, as you get your answers, as you get your strength, as you mature, then you will be able to help somebody else who's struggling but really dealing with true repentance. God bless you.